A Halloween Father's Day Story. It was a windy, eerie Halloween night, and the wind was the type that makes old-timers and children of old-timers say, "It's blowing up something out there." It seemed to blow in with the sole purpose of adding spookiness to the night. As the evening progressed, there was a feeling in the air of impending doom, but I attributed it to the holiday. I was talking on the phone when it happened. My son and the little girl next door came running in with horrified expressions on their faces. Someone had slit our puppy, Tiffany's, leg from top to bottom. I ran outside. The cut was huge and deep, but not bleeding very much. Tiffany was crying, and so were the children. I was about to also. But this story is not about Halloween or the tragedy of our puppy, but about the great love of a daddy for his children and their beloved pet. The boy's daddy very tenderly picked up Tiffany and put her in the truck and drove to the vet 25 miles away. About midnight, he returned carrying a sleepy puppy full of stitches. She also had a huge bandage on her leg. My husband did not go to bed. Our daddy got a hammer and nails, two pieces of lumber and a tarpaulin, and constructed a lean-to on the front porch. Under it, he made a soft bed for Tiffany. The wind was blowing so hard he had to nail the tarp to the front porch. Then very carefully he carried Tiffy to her bed and placed a bowl of water at her head. Only then did we go to bed. After we were in bed, I thought to myself, how many daddies would have done that? Some would have left her in the yard and said, "It's only a dog." Many years after this incident, she literally saved Jason, our youngest son, from being bitten by a copperhead by jumping on it and taking three bites to her leg. We thought she would lose the leg, but the Lord saw fit to heal her completely. In a world of uncaring, too busy daddies, it's a joy to find a daddy who goes the extra mile. It's a joy to have a daddy who makes every day a happy, special day for his two boys and wife.